Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X Studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon, and yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me a really fun guy. I'm just hoping this guy will talk. You know, I'm just saying, I'm hoping I can get some words out of him. Gotten to know him over the last year or so and finally got him in here. I have with me today the owner, the founder, the main man of Oh So Cozy Furniture, Peter Cosenza. Peter, welcome to the Northeast Studio.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tom.
Did I get your last name right?
You did. You said it perfect.
Okay, well, here's the thing with your last name. No one calls you Peter Cosenza. They say Peter Cozy.
They do.
I refer to you as Peter Cozy all the time. If I say your last name to somebody, they're like, who? I don't know. Cozy. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm dead serious.
That's awesome. A lot of my local friends have started calling me that.
So. They think your name is Cozy now.
I love it.
Now, did the name kind of morph from your last name?
It did.
Okay.
A lot of people thought that my last name was kind of close to George Costanza. I liked Cozy as a different name besides Costanza. So Cozy was a nice nickname. And when we decided to open our own business, Oh So Cozy sounded great.
We love cozy furniture.
Absolutely.
I mean, Oh So Uncomfortable Furniture. Let me know how that works out for you.
I know, right?
Yeah, let me know how that works out for you. The furniture business, man. But now you've got two locations.
We do.
One in the city of Houston.
Right downtown.
In the square.
Mm-hmm.
And then one up the outlet malls.
We do.
Up 85.
Right in Tanger.
Business booming?
Business is good. You know, we really try to take what we can get and help as much as we can, and it makes a big difference.
Now, you're around and out and about all over the community. I see you everywhere. We see each other all the time.
All the time.
What's some of the stuff you're into? West Jackson Business?
I do the West Jackson Business Alliance. I'm also a member of the North Georgia Business Connection, known as the NGBC. There's several chapters of that, part of the Jackson County Chamber, which I absolutely love being a part of.
Aren't they cool?
And very much so. And they've been a big part of growth for us, just allowing us to get involved with the community. And then I also do a couple other different things. We try to do a lot of the different charities and try to make it out to some of the different events for those. And it really just allows us to connect with people just like yourself and see each other around and get more familiar and become friends.
In my mind, the city of Houston is known for festivals. You're a mainstay in the middle of all that.
Right in the middle.
Literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
You're always doing something during those festivals.
We try to have a booth right out in front. It allows us to draw people in and let them know what we're doing. Always have a booth out there for the different festivals that they do. And a lot of people are surprised when they walk by and they see that booth opens up in a store directly
behind
it.
There's
the store. Yeah, right behind it.
I'm like, hey, folks, you parked way over there. You've walked everywhere. You might as well come into the store. You're here.
Check us out.
Captivating. What kind of stuff do you sell? I purposely keep my wife out of your store. I do.
So we sell all sorts. We carry over 30 different manufacturers' brands. A lot of times people aren't going to see exactly what they're looking for, but we always try to be as communicative as possible, let people know that if they are looking for things based on specifics of their home, we can show them different options from the same brands that we're showing right there in the showrooms. A lot of times people have already had a chance to look around, get some ideas online, or possibly even see something somewhere
Internet,
else.
Internet, yeah.
Yeah, so having as many brands as we do, we can really show them just about anything or even get them something that they might have seen already that they just know that they absolutely want.
Now, you also sell mattresses, too.
We do. We work with several different brands for mattresses. One of them is a local manufacturer out of Rome, Georgia.
Cool.
And they've been manufacturing here in Georgia for over 100 years.
Oh, wow.
Family-owned company. Five generations have been making mattresses right here in Georgia.
Nice.
So they've been a great relationship to have since opening because it's a local brand, and we get it very quickly. Through COVID and everything, we had no more than a handful a day wait from ordering it to receiving it.
Wow.
Just a really strong local brand that's nice to work with. And then we work with some other brands that are more familiar names that people have heard of. It really gives us an opportunity to show people again what they want to see or an option that they might have seen somewhere else.
I've even seen patio furniture at your store.
Lots of patio furniture.
You know, not everyone thinks of a furniture store selling patio furniture.
Well, there's a lot of outdoor living stores. They're all over the area.
Specifically, and that's what they sell.
Yeah, just outdoor furniture.
Right.
We've had the opportunity to have a couple accounts with some really well-made outdoor brands. One has been manufacturing in Granville, New York for 121 years.
Wow.
They make some of the best stuff that I think I've ever seen in the industry. And it's completely customizable based on your backyard, your porch, your patio, your dock.
That is
cool. Your country club, your patio, just about anything.
I've lounged actually on some of your patio furniture.
Okay.
And it was actually very shocking in a pleasant way.
Okay.
When I think of patio furniture, I think of some cheap imitation wicker plastic stuff that I get at a box store or a big warehouse conglomerate, shall we say. Isn't that a polite way to say that?
Yeah.
Stuff that will sit on your back patio and by the end of the summer, you throw it away.
Yeah.
Because it's either bleached out or just simply falling apart. That's not what you sell.
We've got some product that's really, it's made like nothing else. It's marine grade polymer.
It's very tough.
Oh yeah, 15-year outdoor warranty.
Wow.
So I don't have an indoor manufacturer that offers a 15-year warranty.
And no.
The one brand that we carry, known as Telescope Casual, the one that I referred to as being in business for 121 years, they're offering with all their products a 15-year outdoor warranty. So they have a strong coverage, and the way that it's made is just, it's phenomenal. For the outdoor people who like to stay outdoors and don't want to replace something all the time or want to have something nicer to sit on while they're out there at home, there's just endless options for that brand. And even though it's custom, it's a 2-3-4 week turnaround time. So phenomenal turnaround time. If you got something now, you could be sitting on it by the middle of spring. Or we have stuff in stock from them too. So more options just to take with.
I didn't realize 15 years, man.
That's a long time.
Not many people live in their house after 15 years.
Well, a lot of people, they don't replace outdoor furniture as often as they want to because it's an expense.
Oh,
so if you're going to spend the money, you might as well get the items that are going to last as long as possible.
But now I know you've met my wife.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding. She would have new patio furniture every other day, I think. No, sorry.
Well, what's nice
we use it, though, I must say.
Yeah, if you're out there and you're using it, you're getting your use out of it. Absolutely. My wife and I and the kids, we love to be outside. We've got some patio furniture on the porch and down in the yard, and it's nice to be able to be out there and also be comfortable at the same time.
Now, you moved to a farm. You own a farm now.
Well, it's not necessarily a farm.
Big chunk of land.
It's just a bigger property, yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's
great.
Awesome.
It's great for us because the kids have a lot of runaround room. You know, I like toys, and I mean, who doesn't like toys?
So. Yeah.
But we've been able to use the property really, really great since we've been on there. It's just been fantastic out there.
So why did you get into the furniture world? You've been in it a long time. Now, Oh So Cozy is what? 8-10 years old?
We are actually 6 years old.
6 years
old.
Yeah,
just celebrated our 6-year anniversary.
I went the wrong way with that 2-year thing. 6 years old.
Yeah. And
but you've been in it for like 20-something years.
I have.
You were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm third generation furniture. My grandfather, believe it or not, he's 82 years old. He's still working in the industry.
Wow.
I've got several uncles and cousins that are also in the industry currently. I worked for a couple different big companies before deciding that it made sense to start my own company and try to build something.
Is that common? Is this an industry that you're just kind of born into? Is that common?
Well, sales in general is a common industry or is a common thing, sales, but furniture is something that you really got to have a passion for. You got to have a passion for furniture for several reasons. Furniture is a want. It's not a need. A lot of people don't need furniture. So going into the idea of opening a store of my own, it was very stressful, but it was a big decision. It's something that every day my wife and I would just reassure each other that we're doing the right thing because we're able to help people, we're able to save people money. That's what being in the furniture industry means for me, is having the opportunity to work with people in my community, give the best prices, continue on this path that I've been on for 17, 18 years. I've been actively, 20 years I've been actively working in the industry.
Right.
It really is. You've got to like furniture a lot.
You must like furniture a lot.
I do. I love it.
Now, you brought up community. Mm-hmm. I imagine you've created some great community partners throughout all this. Now, here at Northeast Georgia Business Radio, we also have some great community partners. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do this. One of our great community partners is the De Leon Collective. Esteban and Casey are a dynamic husband and wife team spanning real estate, insurance, financial planning, and business consulting. Their one-stop shop provides a comprehensive suite under one roof. Visit DeLeonCollective.com today for expert guidance to optimize your business strategies, protect your assets, and achieve sustainable growth. And while you're at it, check out our new website, NEGABRX.com, for all our great community partners. Peter, you still with me?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet, man. Hey, we got bills to pay. Big shout out to our buddies, Casey and Esteban De Leon. I think you know them too.
I do. I do. Very nice, both of them.
Their office is what, close to yours?
Right.
At least in Houston.
Yeah, their Houston office is very close.
Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. We're neighbors.
What were we talking about? We were talking about loving furniture.
Loving furniture.
Top quality, very nice patio furniture. That really impressed me, by the way. It honestly did.
It impresses me every day.
Honestly, it did. I suggest if someone has not been to your store and they're looking for patio furniture, don't go to the box store. Because you're going to throw it away next year.
Or go to the box store and then let us show you some other options.
And then come to Peter's.
Yeah, let us show you some different
then
options.
Then come to Oso Cozy.
Potentially save you some money.
Good idea. Now, the furniture that you have actually in the showroom, do you pick that out or do they just send you here, push this? Or
what we try to do is we try to take in a lot of what we're hearing from our consumers, the things that they want to see, the different things they're not seeing on the floor or they might have seen somewhere else they've liked. We really also try to focus on the popular items that you're seeing out and about in the industry. Other retailers are typically carrying them. You'll see them online as considered hot deals or hot buys because
right.
they're more popular.
Right.
We pull from several different avenues to figure out what we want to show on the floor. When we go to furniture markets several times a year, we get an opportunity to really walk through these massive furniture showrooms, see what these pieces feel like, sit like, look like. It's a big difference than just ordering something on a catalog or taking the suggestion of your
right.
sales rep. So
right.
when we're picking this stuff out, we are a lot of times considering what our consumers here in Jackson County, Banks, Barrow County, all of our surrounding counties might be looking for, because furniture is very different in Florida. Furniture is very different in the Midwest.
Really?
What people are looking for in even, you know, the tri-state, that Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware, all those areas, they're shopping for very different furniture a lot
really?
Of times.
Is yeah. that dramatic?
When we have people that we talk to just moving in the area right now,
yeah.
they're saying that their styles are very different from the things they're seeing
oh,
in stores.
Oh, I got you.
So well,
you're experiencing that.
Yeah. Oh, we hear it every day from people moving into town. So I just had a lady the other day. She moved here from Washington, D.C. That's why I mentioned that specific area uh-huh. earlier. She just moved down here, and she said she's very mid-century modern, but everything she's seeing in the stores, including some of the stuff in ours, was very farmhouse or rustic.
Well, Jackson County.
It's Jackson County. We're,
yeah.
we're in North
That's
Georgia.
What we love. Yeah.
So a lot of people like that rustic, that almost industrial rustic, and mm-hmm. very farmhouse looks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but she didn't like that.
She wasn't opposed to
She wasn't used to it.
But she wasn't used to it, yeah.
Right.
And what she likes, just for preference, is a more clean line, a little bit more simplistic look. But she did. She specifically mentioned that she was seeing just all the farmhouse stuff that wasn't really her style at a lot of the stores. So we got an opportunity, though, just off that conversation to start looking at a lot of different stuff. And we found a couple things that she really liked and quite potentially would probably work for her.
Not a fair question. The manufacturers, do they just come up with designs and say, here, take it? Do they ever listen to guys like you? Say, hey, this is what we're hearing. Or do they just design and just
a lot of times
that's what you got?
A lot of times we're talking to the reps, so we don't get a chance to talk to the powers that be that are making decisions
right.
on stuff like that. But a lot of times the reps and the different regional representatives that also have a little bit of a way to get in the ear of those people, they'll let that trickle up and say,
that's
hey,
good.
You know, a lot of our customers are looking for stuff like this or quite potentially need these options
mm-hmm.
from us. So, you know, there's an opportunity to get some buzz going, but I've never directly been able to impact
right.
getting something.
Well, you are Peter Cozy, though.
If anyone
has that hotline,
I could do it.
The bat line into whatever furniture, that would be you. That would be you, man.
I'd like to think so.
If you had one, I would not be shocked. I'd be like, yeah, it's Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But think about that. If they're making stuff that nobody wants, they're making stuff nobody wants.
Yeah, and it sits there. It
exactly.
sits there. Or you sell it to a different market, you know?
You have to.
That's what they
find
have
someone
to, do.
To buy it.
Yeah. And a lot of times, just to touch base on, you know, what these brands are making, some of these brands are making specific furniture for bargain shoppers. They'll reach out to some lower end stores and say, hey, what price point makes a sense for you for us to make these items at?
I got you.
Because it gives them an idea of the consumer they can reach and the the vessels that they can push it through, the dealers that have that low-end client that
move wants product.
A $499 bedroom set maybe.
Right.
You know, or a specific price point dining room set or specific price point reclining furniture. In a way, I think there's some conversations had like that across the industry, yeah.
Now, we've talked about, a lot about Jackson County, city of Houston. Oh, by the way, that is one of, if not the fastest growing areas in the state of Georgia.
It is.
I'm hoping that's impacting you positively. But sometimes when your hair's on fire, that's not so good.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with that, man?
Well, right now with the growth, and I appreciate you bringing that up because I think a lot of people are getting this opportunity right now, and we're getting the opportunity to meet a lot of these new people that are growing and moving into these areas.
Yeah.
But I think one of the ways that we're trying better to communicate with all the people moving in is to give us a shot. Let us show you what we can offer.
Yeah.
And if we don't ask them for the opportunity, a lot of times they might not be looking for it. A lot right. of people are used to shopping online. A lot of people are used to shopping at stores that they might have shopped at before where they moved from.
Oh, yeah. They don't know any better.
They don't know any better.
They simply
yeah.
don't know.
That community involvement point that I brought up earlier, that's huge for us, especially with growing Jackson County and surrounding counties, because we got to let them know we're here. We got to let them know what we want to do and what we're here to offer.
So you're expecting growth to just keep going?
Yeah, I think so.
Rip your face off kind of thing. Oh, momentum.
I like my face, so.
No, I don't mean yours personally, but that kind of momentum.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the way I see all these newer developments coming in, the talk of more growth coming,
yeah.
I can't imagine us not being able to continue this track of growth that we're on. It's just the ride we're on right now is this growth ride. Ever since COVID, a lot of people, they weren't sure what was going to happen
right.
with a lot of industries and a lot of different businesses in those industries. We're riding that growth, and we're just trying to stay steady with the growth and be able to continue helping as much as we can grow the right way.
So are you going to lose your mind and get a third location?
Well, you know, we had that overflow center, the clearance center for a while.
Yeah, the clearance center.
We did.
Yeah.
So we kind of had that third location going. And what was unfortunate with that was we couldn't find someone that could steadily work that showroom. We had special hours. That was the whole idea with that clearance center. Mm-hmm. We were open 15 hours a week. It was Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. So we had the opportunity to get some traffic. Our issue there was being able to find someone that could facilitate those hours.
Work those hours.
And then also, you know, potentially work another location in that same week.
Make it a full-time
yeah,
job.
Yeah, make it a full-time job.
Right.
Because no one wants to work a 15-hour work week. You want to be able to work your week and make things happen.
I don't know, 15 hours is about all.
That does sound nice, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm on air for, you know, 6 hours. I network for, never mind. So when's that clearance center opening back up? No, well, I'm kidding.
I would love to find something where we could do that again, because I felt like it was a great opportunity to offer some different things that were coming in.
Yeah.
And that was really what we did. We bought a little bit different for that clearance center and put some different things in there, off prices. We had some nice stuff in there and we'd love that opportunity. So who knows what'll happen in 24.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Saying there's a chance.
Nice. Nice. Before we get out of here, I've got to touch on this. You've been through a lot in a relatively short amount of time. You've broke your back like 3 times or something.
I think it's 4 now. Yeah.
Four, sorry. Four now. I'm not trying to slight you, brother. Seriously, though, you have been through the mill.
I have. The last, I'd say the last 7-8 years have been, it's been interesting learning experiences. I feel like a little bit of a doctor just because of all the things.
You might
I've
as well
to
be at this point
too. Yeah.
Seriously though, you have reinforcements in your back, do you?
I do. I have 2 titanium cages in my spine, and
good
then I
night,
have
man.
2 6-inch rods with 8 screws in my back. I had a series of ruptured discs in my lower back,
right?
And that's really what brought me to starting my own business, because I spent about a year down and was really just focusing on what was important for me and my family. My wife and I had lots of discussions, and believe it or not, we were having some pizza sliced, and we opened Oh So Cozy in Houston about 6 weeks later. It was a God thing, because being down and not earning what I was used to earning and not being able to do what I wanted to do, it really allowed me to focus on what I needed to do, and that was get something started, get something going for us, and start getting our feet in the ground and making something for our family. So
awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, we got to talk about the boss. Yeah. I mean, she's very active in the business.
Very active. My wife, Jessica, she works at the Houston location.
Right.
6 days a week. Right now, we're looking for some salespeople to add to the team over there. Getting into the spring and summer months, you know, we have lots of traffic going. But right now, my wife, Jessica, she is 4 months pregnant.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her since.
We're actually getting ready to make
October
a public announcement.
Or something? So, oh, yeah. What, did we just break news?
Well, I think she actually might be making it Facebook official today.
Oh, wow. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Thank you very much. This will be our third.
So instead of a third location, we're having a third baby. Okay.
This year. Yep. So
congratulations. I had no idea.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we're due, what, end of August?
Yep. It'll be, I think, in the second, third week of August. So we're really looking forward
mid-August.
To that. Cozy's growing. So.
Nice.
But yeah, she does a great job over there in Houston. You know, what she does every day, 6 days a week at that store is great. And we really just, we look forward to more growth, maybe a little bit of change with some sales help over there.
Well, man, you're going to have to work harder.
I am. You're right.
Number three coming.
Yeah. How many more days, hours in the day?
Hey, if you find that, let me know.
I know.
We got a website?
We do. It's CozysFurnitureGA.com, C-O-Z-Y-S, Furniture, G-A like Georgia.com. What I like to tell everyone is if you're looking for specific things, let us know what it is, and we'll show you the best options besides what's just there on the website. So
you're on Facebook, Oh So Cozy?
Oh So Cozy, one word, Oh So Cozy.
Oh So Cozy, one word. And I know you're on LinkedIn.
Yep, we're on LinkedIn.
Cool.
And we've got a little bit of Instagram going now. We're trying to get we're trying to get more going with that, and a little bit of other social media platforms as well. So, yeah.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Well, brother, if we got it in, they're going to play my music any second.
Awesome.
Because that's what they do.
Thank you for letting me be here. And
this was fun.
Time with you. It was very much fun. I appreciate it, Tom.
You're always a fun time, Peter.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're a good guy.
You too, Tom.
Folks, hey, check out CozysFurnitureGA.com. You need to check it out. Buy some furniture. The man's having a third baby. Peter and his wife are awesome. I'm Tom Sheldon. Talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.